Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, my. Barbie wrote into the show today. Not really. I changed her name.
Barbie?
Barbie. But you can always submit your Am I the Jerks to amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com or just slide into our DMs and hope it reaches us at some point, okay?
Yep, that'll work too.
Simple enough. Here's what she said. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not letting her son join the cheer squad at school.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means, but okay. Context. Let's hear it.
Hold on. Here's what she said. She said, "Hey, Allie and DZ, settle an argument in my house. My son has been a gymnast since he was little. And now that he's entering high school, the high school has opened up auditions to everyone, including boys, for the cheer squad.
Dope.
My son asked to do it because they use way more gymnast moves than simple ones at this point. But I said no, because I don't want him getting made fun of. He told me he can handle it, but I don't know if he really understands what he's getting into in high school. My husband is actually supportive of this because he said it could lead to a college scholarship.
I know, that's right.
And it's what our son enjoys doing, so what's the problem? Barbie. Is Barbie the jerk for not letting her son join the cheer squad at their local high school? He's a gymnast. He wants to throw people in the air.
Sounds funny.
I mean, seriously. I mean, let the kid live. And to have the dad be the one who's saying yes, and the mom's like, no. I mean, what is happening?
Well, you know, I think I understand where the mother's coming from. I mean, from the standpoint of a lady, you know, a young suitor usually goes, hey, what's up, girl? You know, you take you out on this date. I'm on the football team. I'm on the wrestling team.
She's falling into the stereotypes.
Yeah, 100%. 100% she is. But she's also going from a place of understanding to where males in the cheer field usually have a reputation and usually get made fun of. She wants to avoid that for her son. What she's failing to realize is that the era that we live in nowadays, that stuff don't really matter. And kids are doing whatever they want.
Mm-mm, not at all. And honestly, this is so far. And now with the show Cheer being on Netflix, which was phenomenal, one of the things I feel like we learned is that these guys and girls are some of the most in shape athletes I've ever seen in my life.
Crazy.
We have discounted the amount of fitness it takes to be on some of these college cheer squads.
That's
true. It's unbelievable the amount of fitness and you have to be in such good shape.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You got to be precise, you got to be fit, and you got to be sharp mentally. You can't lack in any degree to be a proper cheerleader.
Like, you're throwing people in the air and they're spinning. I mean, this is like serious stuff.
And then you got to catch them safely.
And make sure they don't hit their head.
Gee, I hear where the mother's coming from. She's trying to save her son from getting made fun of, from the trauma of high school. It's different than gymnastics. It is. Mm-hmm.
She's the one being the toxic masculinity one at this point. She's the woman.
Ooh, it's toxic femininity because she's pushing.
Right?
She's pushing the fact that it's a feminine sport.
Which is nonsense.
No, it's not for boys. It's for girls. And I don't necessarily agree in this arena. I got to be honest. I hear her. I appreciate her trying to do this for her son. But if her son is good with it, good as gold, might I add, and already has a background in gymnastics, you are stopping this man's potential.
She's not letting her son join the cheer squad. They're opening it up to boys in high school. What do we think? 414-533-1037. Is Barbie the jerk?
I mean,
I think we know where I stand.
Yeah, I think we know where you stand for sure.
Let the kid live. Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Look at Barbie getting everyone fired up this morning for Am I the Jerk?
Barbie set a wablaze.
She's got some nerve, this one. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not letting her son join the cheer squad. He's a been a gymnast his whole life. Her husband's fine with it. The dad's okay with it. She's worried about him getting made fun of in high school.
Which I understand. I understand. You don't want your kid to be the butt of the joke because he's a cheerleader.
But then you're feeding the problems and the stereotypes and the toxic masculinity and all the issues out there by feeding into that. That's what you're doing,
true,
Barbie.
True.
Let's just go to Miko in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Miko.
Hey, Allie, it's Miko in Saukville. Come on, not Milwaukee.
Oh, my bad.
Miko in Saukville. Our bad, Miko.
Miko, it's very busy over here the first day of school, okay? We got a lot happening over here, my friend. Trust me.
Talk to us, Miko. What do you think? Is Barbie the jerk for not wanting her son to do cheer?
Oh, she is a total jerk. I mean, I did hop keto and gymnastics when I was in grade school and then in junior high school. Ooh. And that's when I got made fun of, you know, oh, look at little Mr. Bruce Lee and his little tights, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
But guess what? By the time you hit high school, he's already got his groove going. It's like, you know what? He's heard it all. Just let the guy do what he wants to do.
Miko just had me thinking of something.
That's valid.
When Hudson wanted to wear nail polish, he was six. I'll never forget this moment. And he wore it to baseball. And I knew some kid was going to say something, and Hudson didn't care. I was so proud of him. And he wore it, and some kid said something, and then he kept wearing it. This was years ago. And he hasn't worn it since. But I remember talking to a friend of mine who said, that kid is going to grow up the most confident man, because you've let him just be himself and express himself, and you're not feeding into you have to be like this or like this because of what everybody thinks. Like, he's gonna be the most confident guy, and like Miko, you know what I mean? Like, that's what happens. Honestly,
And that's why Miko's 52 and still gets his toes painted when he gets pedicured.
Wepa, Miko. That's what I'm talking about, man. Miko, that's a man's man right there. He's confident.
Because
guess what? Head of the curve. Hudson was ahead of the curve. Now all these hipster kids, nails painted, couple off colors.
Hudson was ahead of the curve.
Now it's cool, man. Miko was ahead of the curve. Hudson was too. But Miko saying, And Miko said, jerk.
Thanks, Miko. Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate you.
Let's go to Ashley in Sheboygan Falls, who has her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row and earned that.
Happy first day of school.
Hey!
Happy first day of school for all the parents, not the kids.
Hey, I work in a school too, so it's my first day back too.
And then happy first day back.
Thank you.
Miss Ashley, what do you think? Is Barbie the jerk?
Yeah, I'm going to go with jerk. I feel like he's already been in gymnastics. If he's a gymnast, I feel like little boys in gymnastics already get kind of have that thicker skin because I'm sure he's heard it before.
Sure.
He probably had people tease him before. But, I mean, I don't know. I, in high school, had boys on the cheer team, and they were cool. Like, they had muscles and they were buff, weren't they?
And they knew how to get along with women because they were already in a female dominated world.
Ooh, they knew how to relate. Ooh, they got inside scoop. Ooh.
It's like having sisters. It's like the same thing, right?
And
you're surrounded by women, and if you're a straight man, who's gonna be like, oh man, I'm surrounded by all these hot women in skirts.
Let me
catch another female. Oh, what a hard job.
Okay, got all these ladies falling into his arms.
Like, he's ahead of the game.
For real,
if he's straight, he's ahead of the game.
What I think y'all are doing is, on the first day of school, there's going to be a plethora of boys walking into school talking about, hey, where the cheerleading tryouts? I'm here to try out for cheer. I want to be a bass.
And they're going to be like, sir, you don't even have one muscle. You've got to turn around because this is for the fit boys.
That's the day we live in.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Later, Ashley.
I mean, if you call and agree with us, great. Have a great day. We're happy.
Automatically BFFs. And for real, dance, cheer, gymnastics. My nephew did dance. Enjoyed it. My niece does cheer. Loves it. You don't know what these kids are enjoying nowadays, man.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Something Miko really brought up, and Ashley followed up too. Bruh, they've gotten it the worst already. When they get to high school, you are far more confident.
They're prepared. They're prepared for all the nonsense because they've been through it already. Yeah, let's go to Mila, last but not least, in Milwaukee. Good morning, Mila.
Grand Rising. How are you?
Hello.
Going to be good. Good. What's going on? What do you think about Barbie not letting her son do cheer in high school?
Man, I'm so disappointed in Barbie. Barbie is a big old jerk, and she a booty head, and I'm going to tell you why.
Drop it. Drop okay, the hammer, so, Mila.
We're back.
Okay. The first thing I noticed she said is, and I quote, they're going to make fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to make fun of him, honey?
Yeah.
Like, if that was something that you did when you were in high school, okay, whatever. But
oh,
I don't know, me and my little friends in high school, we were some heifers. And
it's
we were waiting to see some little boys come in the little tight little leotards. It's just like watching them in football playing Barbie.
It's like gray sweatpants. It's gray sweatpants without the sweatpants. Yeah.
So I just had to bring it from another point now. Come on now. They're in high school.
True.
She's not wrong.
Who's going to make fun of him? Who? You?
Exactly.
Mom? It starts at home, doesn't it? Ooh, Mila.
It does.
I love
well,
it.
And that's
I
who
want
puts
you to
that
know
fear.
I was dialing so fast. I was so triggered. I have Boost, and that's why I don't have a theme song, because my phone is slow, but I bet you I got in this morning. Oh, my fingers
were open. Oh, come on, Mila. You're funny.
Mila said, my finger's still smoking. I was calling so much. Mila,
what
we got to get you a theme song.
I was a little fat girl that couldn't do cheerleading. I'm born in 78. So when they were cheerleading tryouts, they looked at me and they were like, oh, we don't even have a uniform if it's you.
Oh, you're saying back in the day when bigger girls couldn't be cheerleaders or felt like that for us? Yeah.
So
I didn't know where we were going with that,
like
Mila.
That.
I was like, what?
We were waiting to see like the little guys come in, do their thing. Come on now. She tripped. Barbie triggered me.
Mila came in swinging with the broom. Swinging. Uh-huh. She didn't sweep.
Oh, yeah.
She came in swinging. Mila, we appreciate you.
Bye, Mila.
We love you back.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
She's so sweet. Okay, so it's a clean sweep because Barbie should not be telling her son he can't join the cheer squad in high school, especially if he's a gymnast. I think we all agree, and it's the mom projecting at this point.
Barbie better be
listening. The dad doesn't even mind.